This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has extended the time for receiving comments and suggestions on the Draft Broadcasting Services Regulation Bill till 15th October this year, saying that a fresh draft legislation will be published after detailed consultations. The draft bill was placed in public domain in November last year, along with the explanatory notes for comments of the stakeholders and the general public. The Ministry said the multiple recommendations, comments and suggestions were received, including from various associations, on the draft bill. It is holding a series of consultations with the stakeholders on the draft bill. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued advisory to all private satellite TV channels, asking them to show videos of disasters and calamities with timestamp. The advisory stated that whenever a disaster or natural calamity occurs, TV channels provide continuous coverage over several days but repeatedly show footage from the day that the incident happened. It said this leads to unnecessary confusion and potential panic among viewers. TV channels have been advised to ensure that visuals of such incidents should prominently display a date 10 time stamp on the top of the footage to avoid any misunderstanding among viewers. TV channels have also been asked to adhere to program code while telecasting such incidents. In a major success, Jammu and Kashmir police have arrested 9 terror associates who had been receiving Pakistani terrorists after their infiltration from international border in Samba Kathua sector of Jammu division and then guiding them to the upper reaches of Udhampur, Kathua and Doda districts. The kingpin of the module has been identified as Muhammad Latif, alias Haji Latif, a resident of Ambenal, Kathua, who was helping the terrorists in taking shelter in Dhoks after their infiltration from Pakistan. Bangladesh Foreign Affairs Advisor Mohammad Tauhid Hussain has said that Sheikh Hasina's extended stay in Delhi will not negatively impact the bilateral relations between Bangladesh and India. In reply to a question by media persons, he said bilateral relations is an important issue and it's built on mutual interest. Mr. Hussain made these comments while speaking to reporters after briefing diplomats, including Indian High Commissioner Pranay Verma, in Dhaka. Mr. Hussain pointed out that India has its interests in Bangladesh, such as Dhaka has its interest in Delhi. He said Bangladesh government's efforts to maintain good relations with India will continue. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju were also present on the occasion. The rally will end at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. The Reserve Bank has directed non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, to return 100% of deposit amount within the first 3 months if the depositor seeks the withdrawal citing an emergency like medical expenses or natural calamity. In a statement, RBI said no interest will be paid for such premature withdrawals. In a case a depositor wishes to withdraw for any reason, the NBFCs can pay 50% of the deposit without paying any interest. It added that not more than 50% of the principal sum or 5 lakh rupees, whichever is lower, may be prematurely paid. These changes will come into force from 1st January 2025. Iranian Vice President Mohammad Javad Zarif has resigned from his post just 11 days after his appointment. In a social media post, Mr. Zarif said that he is not satisfied with the result of his work as head of the steering council for selecting the new Iranian administration's cabinet members. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rain in central, northeastern and southern parts of the country during the next 2 days. According to IMD, isolated heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, East and Northeast India for the next 7 days. The Big Cricket League, BCL, a franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will be broadcast live on DD Sports across the country and Prasar Bharati will also be promoting the league across its network. The Big Cricket League's first season will be televised internationally in more than 30 countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.